listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
That's right, Scott. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 39, part 3.
The heavy metal episode, John.
Heavy metal episode. I have no idea why we call it the heavy metal episode.
Me neither.
Is it because we play heavy metal?
Possibly.
I love this shit, man. Especially driving to work. I gotta be angry to drive for 40 minutes.
I love it when we're fucking, man.
When you and I are fucking.
No, man, I met my wife. Oh, before we get into the Egypt religious question, Should you keep your clothes on when having sex?
I like it when we're fucking, man.
I just read this today. They're considering George Clooney for the Magnum P.I. movie.
What?
They're going to make a movie, no. Magnum P.I.
Holy
and they're considering George Clooney for that role.
How many times do we talk about this? Why they keep rehashing?
Because there's not an original fucking thought in Hollywood.
No, I think there is original thoughts, but they think, you know what? We know what's already successful.
Well, there's
so if we make it into a movie or remake the original, it's bound to make money. Original thoughts is like betting on a horse.
Well, and it's you got an audience already there. There's already an audience. Like Syriana, there's not an audience. You got to generate that audience through marketing.
Right.
With Magnum P.I., you don't have to spend a dime on marketing. And
right.
The audience is already there. People will go to the movies to see it.
Unbelievable.
Because of Tom Selleck. John. This question is being asked in Egypt. Should you keep your clothes on when having sex?
What?
It began when Dr. Rashed Khalil, an expert on Islamic law, warned that being completely naked during intercourse invalidates a marriage, John. His ruling was promptly dismissed by other scholars, including one who argued that anything that can bring spouses closer together should be permitted. Unlike Christianity, John, which tends to be squeamish about sex, Islam has a long tradition of talking about it openly. Another religious scholar suggested it was okay for married couples to see each other naked as long as they don't look at their genitals. To avoid problems in that area, he recommended having sex under a blanket. Delivering a fatwa on oral sex, 79-year-old Dr. Karawadi describes it as a disgusting Western practice, resulting from Westerners' habit of stripping naked during sexual intercourse. But, he continues, Muslim jurists are of the opinion it is lawful for a husband to perform cunnilingus on his wife, or a wife to give her husband a blowjob, and there is no wrong in doing so. But if so, it's like if the Pope was from the Middle East.
That's what I'm saying. It's a Hungarian Arabian.
But if sucking leads to releasing semen, then it is blameworthy. I can't believe they fucking even talk about this. What? Who cares? My gosh. My Allah.
Yeah.
We should send these guys Spike and Rachel's episode, threesome episode.
Right. Right. So you can suck as long as it doesn't produce semen.
Right. On the issue, Dr. Koradawi's views are more permissive than those of several other clerics on the intranets, John. One states that oral sex is definitely forbidden, adding that... Can you give me some Emil Abadasis?
Emil Abadasis?
Yes, just a little bit.
About to take to the... You have to get to the...
All right, then. So, one states that oral sex is definitely forbidden, adding that this idiot's practice will draw an anger of Allah.
That's it. You gotta get the bottom down.
Another asked if oral sex is permitted, replies, I don't know what oral sex is. Please define it for me. And, John, here's some bad news for us. Well, if we're Islamic... Masturbation is generally frowned upon.
Oh, damn.
Though they disagree about how sinful it is, the Inter-Islam website describes it as an innocent practice that has crept into the youngsters of today. Oh, like they weren't doing it. Masturbation has become prevalent, the website says, because of the modern tendency for young people to marry later. This is contrary to the advice of the Prophet, John. As a result, they feel the need to fulfill their carnal desires, but cannot do so in a normal way via PVI, John. That would be penile vaginal intercourse. Islamic Voice describes masturbation as an abominable and wicked act, which is forbidden in Islam. Its harms are great, and it has disastrous consequences, as is established by doctors.
I got it. PVI.
PVI. Penile vaginal.
Penile via anal insertion.
It's not PVAI. Pavai. According to Bin Baz, masturbation caused disruption of the digestive system. Did you know that, John?
No. Yeah. I didn't die down.
Inflammation of the testicles. Damage to the spine, the place where the sperm originates. And trembling and instability in some parts of the body, like the feet. Wow. I've never had any of those symptoms, John. There's also a weakening of the cerebral glands.
Nice.
Leading to decreased intellect. Oh, okay. I can see where they're going now.
Fuck you.
And even mental disorders and insanity.
Fucking dildo.
Get this, John. Due to constant ejaculation, the sperm no more remains thick and dense. It is normally occurs in males. This results in sperm, which is not mighty enough to make a woman pregnant or produce children. And are more prone to disease and illness. So what they're saying here is you're squirting all your good genetic sperm on the wall. And what's left either can't get the woman pregnant, or if it does get the woman pregnant, she's going to have like Tony Papucci or
right,
something.
Right, right.
Right. Other scholars argue that masturbation is basically forbidden, but may be permitted if the person is unmarried or masturbates in order to avoid a more serious sin, such as adultery.
Shut up, you stink!
So all you gotta do is say, hey, I was jerking off because I was gonna go rape somebody. And
why you kick my dog?
And they'll say, oh, it's okay then. That's fine.
You kick my dog today. Why you kick my dog? You
John,
kick my dog today.
One last topic that they cover.
She's lying to you, fucking guy!
Anal sex. There's much disagreement between the Egyptian community about anal sex. Grand Ayatollah Ali Sastini, the highest ranking Shia cleric in Iraq, says it is strongly undesirable, but permissible if the wife agrees, John. This seems to be quite a common view, though many Sunni clerics maintain that that the consent is irrelevant.
Anal sex is a grave sin and is completely forbidden, John. Regardless of whether the wife agrees to it or not, one says.
Just shut up. Shut up.
The most common religious objection to anal sex is that it frustrates the main purpose of marriage, to produce children, not get fecal matter on the penile ejaculate. And the same objection is applies to masturbation. Islam strictly forbids the waste of seminal fluid.
Don't lie, you fucking guy.
I guess you and I couldn't get into Islam, John.
Your daughter kicked my dog.
Probably not.
You don't ever tell me to fuck. You don't ever tell me to fuck.
When are we going to get to the W?
Anytime you want.
I've had it with the W.
Have you?
I mean, he was comic relief before, but yeah. This is getting out of control, John. It's out of goddamn control.
Airplanes flying in formation.
But he is still funny.
Yeah.
I talked to my dad.
Isn't he?
I talked to my dad.
I brought a video over and I showed you before we started the show.
I'm absolutely adamantly opposed to that.
We're going
to
post that on the website.
In other words...
And what happens is he's talking to reporters in a camera, what would you say, loses its footing, and it starts swinging in front of him.
And that's a very interesting question.
The goddamn chimp look on his face as he's looking at this thing.
Like wear some hard hats.
Like he's hypnotized.
With destiny.
Yeah, he's a moron.
Well, John, one thing I've noticed lately is with Bush, with Bush and the Bush pigs, everything seems to be about Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Bush has rather noticeably had Texas on his mind lately, John, which suggests that he is feeling an itch for his Crawford Ranch. At a small hall-style event last week in Kansas, Bush evoked Texas 9 times in response to questions about Kansas beef.
Let's come together.
Which the First Lady and his values, among other things... I guess the best way to summarize me is I came from Texas and I'm going back to Texas with the exact same values I had when I arrived at Washington, D.C. And I don't know what values this fucking mental has because he has a hard time communicating, but he's going to arrive back to Texas with the same stupidity that he had when he showed up in D.C., John. That's what I'm saying. Because he's incapable of learning. Monkeys can learn, John.
Right.
But he cannot learn anymore. No. I don't know if it's the coke or the alcohol or whatever. He can't figure it out.
He's a champ.
He also told the story about inviting some buddies from Texas to the White House. It's really neat to see how they react to the majesty of the White House.
And he's going to go to
the Oval Office and the South Lawn. And just the beauty of Washington, Bush said.
I got to see your script so I know when to dump it.
And most of them, after they get over the initial shock of seeing the White House, then come to the shock of wondering how in the heck I got here. And don't we all fucking wonder the same goddamn thing? How did that cocksucker get in the Oval Office,
right,
John?
Right.
I'm from Texas. Don't mess with Texas.
Bush also spoke about the Kansas beef industry and trade problems with Japan.
Hear me loud and clear.
We grow pretty good beef in Texas.
Wait a minute. Is it George Bush or Floyd the Barber?
They're one and the same, John. I can make an argument that Floyd the Barber is George Bush's real dad. Now is not the time to compare, of course.
John, the
majority of Americans are more likely to vote for a candidate in November's congressional elections who oppose President Bush. Did you know that? 58% consider his second term a failure.
Oh,
only 58%?
That's it?
What's wrong with the other 42? Is that right, John? What's wrong with the other 42%? Stupid asses.
This is recycled...
Fewer people consider Bush to be honest and trustworthy now than they did a year ago, and 53% said they believe his administration deliberately misled the public about Iraq's purported weapons program before the invasion, John.
Killing thousands. Let me start by telling you that I think killing thousands. Terrorist attacks, yeah. And that's nothing new.
Oh, he's also going to give a speech, John. His State of the Union on Tuesday?
That's how I look at it.
No president in history has given a State of the Union with the approval rating so low, John.
Really?
Yes. So this should be fun viewing.
Yeah.
With that stupid ass.
Be able to get some sound clips out of that.
All right, I did bring a clip in, John.
You did.
It's a WVM file. Yes.
Let's see if we got it here.
It's the first one in line, but don't play it yet. Let me give an intro. Let me give an intro first.
All right.
Pause that clip.
I'm
paused. Pause the clip. All right, now, John, you know what happened in Pakistan, right?
Yeah.
Or no, I'm sorry, Palestine.
Palestine.
Yes, Palestine, Pakistan. I'm sorry.
Hamas is the new leading.
To our Pakistani
rulers of
listeners.
Parliament.
Right. And Hamas is a terrorist organization, John.
Well, yeah, in the eyes of some people. Yeah.
Okay, so now you got the W. Well, let's say in the eyes of the W. Is Hamas a terrorist organization?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so you got the W. His whole platform about terrorism is we need to get rid of terrorism and give democracy. Democracy will push out terrorism, John. Now, I have this clip here, and let's listen to Bush tap dance around the first question to him regarding Hamas winning the big election. Now, in, somewhere in the clip, he's going to say it's a wake-up call to leadership. What right. the fuck does that mean?
Right.
Huh, John?
Mr. President,
okay, you got to speed it up a little bit.
They're all a little drunk. And do you rule out dealing with Palestinians if Hamas is the majority party?
Peace is never dead because people want peace. I believe, and that's why I articulated a two-state solution.
What is that again? Remind me of the two-state solution
for people to work toward a solution that recognize that democracy
that recognize
peace. And the best hope for peace in the Middle East is for two democracies living side by side. So the Palestinians had an election yesterday, and the results of which remind me about the power of democracy.
What a dick.
You see, when you give people the vote...
He's so goddamn clueless.
You give people a chance to express themselves.
Couldn't Karl Rove or somebody tell them that this question was coming?
And if they're unhappy with the status quo, they'll let you know.
What?
It's a great thing about democracy. It provides a look into society. And yesterday the turnout was... significant, as I understand it, and there was a peaceful process as people went to the polls, and that's positive.
Well, that's
positive is that it's a wake up call to the leadership,
to the Israel.
It's a wake up call.
Obviously, people were not happy with the status quo.
Like today in the USA, you cocksucker.
The people are demanding honest government. The people want.
What?
Is he talking about us, or is he talking about Hamas?
They want to be able to raise their children in an environment in which they can get a decent education and
fucking
find health care.
And you got the best
and
education
so the
money can buy. Stupid
should
ass.
Should open the eyes of the old guard there in the Palestinian territories.
I like the
competition of ideas.
Oh, he likes
I like
that.
People have to go out and say, vote for me, and here's what I'm going to do.
Really?
Here's what I'm going to do.
Healthy and about a system that does that. And so the elections yesterday were very interesting. On the other hand, I don't see how you can be a partner in peace if you advocate the destruction of a country as part of your platform. And I know you can't be a partner in peace if you have a... if your party has got an armed wing. And so,
he's so stupid!
The elections just took place. We were watched very carefully about the formation of the government. But I will continue to remind people.
I'm waiting him to finish his sentence.
That
this is the longest goddamn sentence I've ever heard.
In peace, and we're interested in peace. I talked to Condi.
It's still a sentence.
I talked to Condi twice.
She called President Abbas. She also.
I think he's got a wire.
Have a conference call.
He's
got to
have something. He's got to have a wire, or he's got like a little screen.
Mr. President, Middle East peacemaking.
All right, he's got a little screen that they shoot him shit. because he is so goddamn incompetent. It's un-goddamn believable, John.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
And the thing about it is his whole platform has been democracy, black, or white, terrorism, bad, black, good, bad, good. And now they're gray, and he cannot figure out how to approach this at all.
I don't know.
Harold, let me get that. Hold on. Hold on, man.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, did you give Phil a key?
Hold on. Wait, stay over
there,
Phil.
We'll just have him walk over here, then.
Scott, come over and get your hand.
No, just have him come over. Yeah, hurry up, man.
Hey, Phil, what's up, man? What's up? Just sit on right
dude,
there.
Man, when did you give him his own key? He could just walk in right now.
I think he picked a lock. There's no way I gave a key to him.
Well, actually, your lovely wife gave you a key. I came by one day, if you weren't home, and I asked if I could have a key because I like to get out here on time and prepare a little bit before
I
come in.
You mole.
Are you ready for the news?
Yeah.
Well, no. Hold it. Wait a minute.
Yeah, let's go.
No,
let's
go. I got one more thing.
I can't take it anymore.
I just wanted to talk about Bush's failures since we've started podcasting, which was in March of last year. So we're almost on our year anniversary,
wow,
John.
Oh, yeah.
Failures.
Damn.
Well, he's generally incompetent. I mean, we've seen that before we started podcasting.
Right.
He still hasn't caught Osama, John.
Right.
And you know why that is?
Because he doesn't want to.
No, he doesn't want to. He needs Osama out there so he can keep fear-mongering. And I bet you 60% of that damn State of the Union is going to be
right.
How they're going to nuke us. The terrorists are going
to
nuke us.
It's the only way to divert the old
and let's give up more of our civil liberties so that we can avoid being nuked by terrorists.
Yep.
Katrina. He was there. He made promises. Nothing's going on. There's no rebuilding. Nothing. Failure. The Patriot Act extension. Okay, take more of our civil goddamn liberties away. The wiretapping, John. The illegal wiretapping.
Oh, yeah.
How about that for a failure?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now he's going after Yahoo, MSN, and Google to get their searches. You can't fucking do your... You guys can't do your jobs without Google, MSN, and Yahoo, and my personal information.
Well, Google's not giving them up.
Well, Google is fighting back, yes.
Yeah.
Google
the
is
only
fighting
ones,
back.
The only ones, and that's why I always use Google.
Failure, John. Failure. And then there's the culture of corruption. Yeah, every fucking Republican up there is in going to court.
Yeah, waist deep in it.
You got Karl Rove, Scooter Libby, you got that Tom DeLay cocksucker. The national debt keeps climbing, and John, Iraq, still no exit strategy. I mean, they put out a paper that gave some BS bullshit, but nothing's going on over there. There's no progress being made.
Right.
They paid for stories in Iraq. What about that one? You remember that one?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Failure. And here's some upcoming failures, John. Dealing with Hamas in Palestine. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This guy couldn't even handle a manufactured story he made up. How about real life issues now? We got a lunatic in Iran as well that wants to make nuclear weapons. And now we got to deal with Hamas in Palestine. Fuck, John. We're fucked is what it is. All because of the W. It used to be funny. It's not funny anymore. It's still funny because he's stupid.
Where did you get that from?
Get what?
I got a list.
Oh, you do? Oh, one more thing. Articles of impeachment?
Yeah.
Some people are calling for the impeachment of the W.
Yeah.
Right? It can't be done, John.
Why is that?
Because I'm going to read why right here. Rule number one, articles of impeachment. Whosoever, now listen carefully to the language here. Whosoever the Senate shall receive notice from the House of Representatives that managers are appointed on their part to conduct an impeachment against any person, John, and are directed to carry articles of impeachment to the Senate. You see the problem already?
Senate controls.
Well, no, it's they can impeach any person. They can't impeach a chimp.
Oh.
That's what I'm getting at. So they can't even impeach this chimp because he doesn't qualify in the language of impeachment.
I thought it was because, you know, the Senate is controlled by the Republicans. Really? What? But no. Actually, yours is more scientific.
Yes.
I lied about WMDs, unilaterally invaded a sovereign nation without provocation, which you said, lied during State of the Union speech, uranium, responsible for pre-9/11 intelligence failures, allowed 9/11 murders to remain free while diverting precious military and financial resources to his vanity war in Iraq. That's why I think Iraq is a distraction. And you're right, because he needs Osama bin Laden to continue the bullshit he's doing. Lied about Saddam bin Laden connection. Turned Iraq into a terrorist breeding ground. Lied about nation building. Opposed creation of 9/11 Commission and Homeland Security Department. Disrespected and alienated the U.S. from French, German, and other key allies. Lied to Americans about the real cost of the war, fostered an environment of torture at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo. And remember you said you think Saddam will get off?
Right.
Because he was never there?
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing going on here. When you hire it out to paramilitary people to do it for you, you pay for it, some consultants to handle it, you're not directly involved.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Lined Halliburton's pockets in Afghanistan and Iraq with fat no-bid contracts.
You know, here's the summarization, John. Can I summarize?
Yeah.
Failure!
Right.
Failure! His entire goddamn life.
Hey,
he's been a fucking failure.
Just type failure in Google. You ever try that?
I have.
The word failure?
Mm-hmm.
Or miserable failure? Bush comes up.
Miserably.
From the whitehouse.gov website. And Google sent out a press release telling everybody, look, it's not us. We have nothing to do with this. It's not a joke. It's a joke, but we didn't perpetuate it. Somebody else did by setting up links because it's based on, I guess, what is it, volume or some sort of traffic going to that
who link, knows,
or they're linking on their own website the word failure to the W. Although number two on the Google list is Michael Moore as failure. Yeah.
Okay, so that must be the W's stuff was real. People were actually doing it and not thinking about it. And then it showed up on Google. And then the Michael Moore must be like a, you know, it's like the voting at Podcast Alley. It's fake. It's some guy going out and doing what he needs to do to make sure Michael Moore's number two.
Right, right, right.
All right, then.
Okay. Phil, are you ready, Phil?
I'm always ready, John.
All right.
Your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John. And my first story tonight. Police respond to a call of a man asleep at a wheel of Wendy's drive-in. Man endears self to law enforcement by waking up and demanding 5 double cheeseburgers and a Frosty. The man was arrested for drug charges? in Claremont after falling asleep at a drive-thru. Police say Richard Sabala III was asleep at the wheel at a Wendy's on a State Road 50. After waking him up, police gave him a field sobriety test, and he told them that he wanted 5 double cheeseburgers and a Frosty. When police searched his car, they found cocaine and marijuana. He's charged with drug possession. Next story, John. Rumors swirl that tennis pro Andy Roddick and Mara Sharapova are a couple. No word on if he's lobbing his drop shot into her backcourt. Next story, John. Cop who had sex with his girlfriend in backseat of a cruiser fired after handcuffed suspect complained they always had to sit on the wet spot.
What?
A Cheshire police officer who had sex with his mistress in the back of a patrol car has been sacked.
Hey, Homeboy.
PC Raymond Waring, 33, was found guilty at Chester Crown Court in December of misconduct in a public office. He has yet to be sentenced, John. He is dismissed from the Cheshire Constable on Monday following an internal disciplinary hearing. The force said the Waring's behavior had fallen short of the standards expected of a police officer. Decent, hardworking police officers across the country will be appalled by PC Waring's conduct.
Sure.
Next story, John.
Totally.
Having TV in bedroom halves your sex life. Having Star Trek Enterprise box set takes care of the other half.
You're a Neo Max.
Next story, John. If you own a cell phone, you're paying a 3%. Oh, I didn't want to read that story. Let me skip that one.
Shut up.
Next story. I'll take that out in post.
Shut up.
Next story, John.
Yeah.
Dead man rides New York subway for 6 hours before being discovered. Witnesses thought nothing of overly friendly man on train. A man was found dead on a New York City subway car during 6 morning rush hour, and his lifeless body may have ridden the train for about 6 hours. The body of Eugene Riley was discovered shortly after 7 a.m. Thursday in the last car of the Q subtrain on the 14th Street Union Square Station. The train was evacuated while emergency medical technicians were called to the scene. There were no signs of foul play or injuries, and an autopsy was scheduled to determine the cause of time of death. Next story, John. Jessica Simpson's best friends. Why, her sweater puppies, of course.
What?
Curvy blonde singer Jessica Simpson says her breasts are her best friend. The sexy blonde who recently split from her husband Nick Lachey after 3 years of marriage is extremely proud of her ample curves. She told Heat Magazine, I have amazing boobs. They're just perfect. But Jessica admits she hasn't always been a fan of her boobs. As a schoolgirl, she tried to hide her busty chest. She said, at school, my boobs were big. Then all my friends, and I was afraid to show them. Now I feel they make my outfits look better. They're like an accessory, John.
You fucker! You fucking bitch!
Next story, John. Overshot the runway, and you're to blame. You give pilots a bad name. An airline carrying members of Bon Jovi skidded off the runway early Saturday after landing in severe weather. The Boeing 707 carrying the band and its touring staff overshot the runway at Hamilton International Airport. A spokesman said the 14 passengers and flight crew were arriving from Buffalo, where the band had played on Friday. Nobody was hurt.
You sing that again.
Overshot the runway. You're to blame. You give pilots a bad name. A bad name.
You got a cold, Phil?
I'm a little under the weather. Next story, John. Stealing billions of U.S. taxpayers' dollars and doing business with Iran in direct violation of U.S. sanctions was obviously not enough. Halliburton is now giving polluted water to U.S. troops. Cheney seen mumbling, excellent. Next story, John. Aaron Spelling. I'll wait for that, yes. Next story, John. Aaron Spelling solicits a blowjob from his caretaker, neglects to offer her a role in one of his shows. Sexual harassment lawsuit ensues.
Phil.
Famed television producer Aaron Spelling has been hit with a lawsuit claiming he repeatedly placed his hand on the groin and genital area of a nurse who cared for him. In the lawsuit filed Friday, Charles Richards alleges Spelling also grabbed her breast, exposed himself to her, and masturbated in her presence.
Oh, that's funny, John.
Aaron Spelling's like 90. How could he possibly rub one out?
I don't know.
According to the lawsuit, the 82-year-old producer
stereo.
Of Melrose Place, Charlie's Angels on the Love Boat, Fantasy Island, Dynasty, and other hits, solicited oral sex, stuck his tongue in her mouth, and bragged that he may had many actresses who would come into his office and perform oral sex on him.
You fucking dick!
The lawsuit filed against Spelling and his wife, Candy, alleges sexual harassment, retaliation, wrongful termination, and sexual battery. Burt Fields, Spelling's lawyer, said Richard's lawsuit is totally baseless, adding anyone who knows Aaron knows that he would not, could not, and never would behave in that way and whip out his penis.
Slow down, I'm going to spurt. Sorry.
Next story, John. American public enjoys watching celebrity sex tapes. In other news, John, the sky is blue, Pauly B is the host of Punky, and Butch Tony is a clobbered homosexual. Next story, John. YMCA bans mothers from breastfeeding at pool because the lifeguards stop watching the water. The lifeguards find bare breasts distracting. That's one of the reasons officials at the Ann Arbor, Michigan YMCA said they've banned breastfeeding at the pool. But nursing moms, Connor, there's no excuse! The breastfeeding mothers plan a nurse in at the Y Saturday to protest the ban. However, Krista Drugan, one of the protest organizers, said they will be nursing their babies in the lobby, not the pool area. She said they want the Y to adopt a more mother-baby-friendly policy for the pool.
Put a sock in it.
And this is the last story tonight, John.
Dickhead.
10,000 school children. Let me start over. It's the last story tonight, John. 10,000. All right, then. 10,000 school children set Guinness record for simultaneous toothbrushing. This world record was not brought to you by Britain. And that is the news, John.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought you had some sound clips.
I am Phil McCracken with Cub with AKC Total Dog
Dynamics. Sound clips.
I have no idea of any sound clips. I did not bring any sound clips. Thank you, John. And I'm Phil McCracken with Cub with AKC Total Dog Dynamics. Oh, John, that's me, Scott. I brought those sound clips in.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted Phil to be here. Now, this is probably from 4 or 5 years ago, and this is how we met, Phil. You and I were at a studio, because I had a voiceover gig for a software company, and I was laying down some tracks. And Phil knocked on the door, and he had the wrong door, but he came in, he introduced himself, and we talked to him. Do you remember that, John?
Yeah.
And then Phil laid down a couple of tracks for us. But go ahead and play my track. It's file one. This is my track of some voiceover work that I used to do for corporate videos. Go ahead, John.
To log in, simply key in your network user ID and password and press the login button. You'll see the PPG homepage after you've successfully logged in. If you have trouble logging in, please contact the help desk at extension 4357.
Now, John, I don't know if you remember, but I was just getting over pneumonia. And I could barely get a sentence out without hacking up my other lung. All right, so then Phil comes over. Do you remember this, Phil?
Oh, I remember it very well.
Yes, I had the wrong address. I knocked on the wrong door. And Scott, you answered the door. Yeah, it's what my recollection, you weren't really wearing anything. I think you had like a G-string on and a dago tee. Is that what they call them? And you invited me in, and you were very courteous. And then I met John. And that's where our relationship first started. Yeah, so this was 4 or 5 years ago. John, do you remember?
Yeah, something like that. Old studio.
Yeah, it was an old studio. And so John was the engineer. I was the voiceover talent. And we gave a script to Phil because he said this is before he was a newsman. Is that right, Phil?
Yes, this is before I got into the news.
I don't know what's so funny, John, but I was trying to get a career going with voiceovers, and this was kind of my audition for you guys. And whatever you want to play it, I'm excited, right? Because I haven't heard it since I recorded it.
There we go. Huh?
So this is Phil doing the voiceover.
This is iNav Live, and if you need a template, just click on the corresponding document type and click on the template button, which appears directly beneath. For example, if you need a procedure template, you'd click on Procedures and then click on Template.
Is that Bozo the Clown?
The template will appear in Word. You'll want to save this file so you can access and edit it later. Use Word's File Save As functions to do this. In our example, we're saving this to our local machine's desktop.
So,
wait, listen.
To log in, man.
Wait, listen.
Log in 3.
To log in, simply key in your network.
Oh, sorry, wrong one.
Huh?
This is iNav Live, and if you...
Huh? Rolling. Huh? You hear that?
Huh? Well, Phil, the one thing I noticed is that was like phony. It wasn't really you. It was like, I don't know, you were putting on
You were making fun of yourself.
Yeah, you were making fun of yourself. You were parodying yourself. Or something.
This is iNav Live, and if you
maybe that's why you didn't get any gigs.
Click on the corresponding document type and click on the template button, which appears directly beneath.
Hey, me, it's Cookie the Cloud, Bows. Doody doody doo, Wizzo here.
I did use that tape to go to several auditions
did
and
you?
Submitted that, and I
fuck
did
me.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
I didn't get any work at all for voiceover stuff. But thank you for giving me the opportunity to lay some tracks down.
Wow, this is Bozo the Cloud.
Blah. To lay some pipe, if you will.
Let's do the Grand March. Yeah, that was great, man. Hey, you know what, Scott?
What's up, John?
It's time to go, man.
All right. Well, hey, let's thank Phil for stopping by.
Thank you.
Always, it's always
John,
a pleasure, John.
I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
And let's wraps up episode 39. 40.
Wraps up.
40. That's kind of an anniversary. The big 4-0.
Yeah.
And we may have Kinky Sex Professor Tom and the Mistress Dominion come in next Sunday.
Yeah,
and
that's
be
right.
Guests
that's
for
right.
Our number 4-0, the big 4-0, John. And that'll be exciting. Right. I'm very excited about that, John.
So thanks for listening. This is AKC Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we're out of here.
Good night.
You're listening to John and Scott
on Total Talk Nonsense.